Reviewing the war news, U.S. missiles and bombs struck Baghdad today in the heaviest attack since Friday. It came shortly after Iraq's president, Saddam Hussein, appeared on state television and gave a defiant speech promising victory soon. Fighting continued today in southern Iraq at the town of An-Nasiriyah. That's where two key bridges over the Euphrates River control the roads north to Baghdad. 10 U.S. Marines were killed in that fighting. 12 wounded U.S. soldiers arrived today at an American military hospital in Ramstein, Germany. 3 of them were wounded on Saturday when a U.S. soldier allegedly threw grenades into tents at a command center in Kuwait. U.S. planes bombed frontline Iraqi positions in the northern part of the country today for the first time since the war began. They struck an Iraqi army bunker and other positions near the line that divides Iraqi-controlled territory from the autonomous zone held by Kurdish militia forces. NPR's Ivan Watson is in northern Iraq. Ivan, where are you, and what did you see today?
I am in the frontline Kurdish-controlled town of Chamchamal. It's less than a mile from a ridge where you can plainly see Iraqi soldiers, Iraqi tanks, on any given day with the naked eye. Now, about a couple hours ago, we heard for the first time ever in this area the sound of a jet plane flying high overhead. And about 10 seconds later, there was a series of thunderclap explosions along that same ridge where the Iraqi soldiers are deployed. Huge, massive explosions that literally shook the ground and the windows, threw plumes of smoke up into the air. And it sent some of the civilians here in the town, which is mostly deserted, sent them running immediately. They jumped into cars and fled immediately. It's the first such case of Allied planes bombing the frontline positions that I know of that divide the Kurdish enclave from Baghdad-controlled Iraq. The first time this has happened since then, we've gotten additional reports of bombing along these frontline positions in other areas, and there has been the steady rumbling of explosions coming from the northern Baghdad-controlled oil city of Kirkuk, which is located about 20 miles to the west of me.
What was the response from Kurdish officials to these airstrikes?
I spoke with the Kurdish military commander here. We were standing on the roof of his headquarters surveying the aftermath of this initial airstrike today. He was overjoyed at the attack. He saw this as a chance to lash out, to respond to the Iraqi forces, which have over the years shelled this region, and especially over the past week, they have intensified shelling of this town as well as neighboring villages. However, he pointed out that he did not know, he had not been given any advance warning by the Americans that this attack would come. It came out of the blue, just as much as a surprise for him as for the rest of the community here, and probably as well for the Iraqis. In fact, last night he was seen drinking heavily whiskey, not at all preparing for any similar type of attack, not exchanging information with the Americans as far as we know.
Are more U.S. forces arriving in the Kurdish area?
High-level Kurdish officials here say that hundreds of Americans have been landing here over the weekend at an airstrip outside of the northeastern Kurdish-controlled city of Sulaymaniyah. Hundreds of troops have been sighted around the Halabja Valley, where there has been a mini civil war underway between secular Kurdish forces who run this area and a small group of Islamic fundamentalists called Ansar al-Islam, which has been the target of American airstrikes and cruise missile strikes over the past several days. In addition to this, we've been seeing special forces on the ground on a daily basis at different frontline positions, and we're just getting word from several colleagues in Erbil, which is a central, north-central Kurdish-controlled city, of a possible press conference coming up in a matter of hours from a U.S. officer there. That cannot be confirmed, but that is the word that is being distributed by Kurdish officials, that some American commander will actually be speaking with the press in the hours to come.
NPR's Ivan Watson in northern Iraq.